Hello, Audio Journal listeners. In place of our regularly scheduled programming, we bring you the following program brought to you by Audio Journal.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know, Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Kimball would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Kimball.
Hey, y'all. I'll be out there in just a second. I'm back here in the back getting some pans. I bought some aluminum pans for our delicious treat. How about we put it that way? So now I've got my pans here. We'll talk about this down the road, but you'll understand in a little bit what we're doing. You're going to make one big old batch of this or make a couple little batches, and I'm going to do the little batches. First, I'm going to get this paper out of the bottom.
Oh.
So, you know, you get those aluminum pans. What do you do first? Get the paper out of the bottom.
I know. That would be an unpleasant surprise.
Yes. Oh, I've made a pecan pie, and I've made a pumpkin pie before with paper in the bottom.
Okay.
Whoops, forgot to take that out. But that is it. So welcome back, y'all. I'm glad y'all could finally make it back after a little bit of a hiatus. We're going to try to make some things happen here. We've been so busy at the Mice Marts with, we've talked about it, man, the last time we recorded, like, when was that? 2016, like a long time ago. But it's the Talking Black & Decker toaster oven, y'all. It's out. It should be shipping now. Pre-order special is over. If you missed it, you missed it. But we're still doing financing on it to where you can basically interest-free financing, you know, $79 down and four payments. So give the mice a call to talk about that, 713-893-7277. But this thing is nice. It's made, if you have the Magic Chef microwave, the Magic Chef Talking Microwave, same company's doing it, doing the Black & Decker. You can set your cook mode, be it toast, broil, bake, or warm. You can set your time anywhere from 5 minutes to 4 hours, and you can set your temperature. And each cook mode has its own temperature that you want to set it. You can set it to. All has voice feedback. It's a real nice unit, man. They were telling me all about it. I'm excited. I can't wait to get mine. Once I can get mine here, then we'll play with it too. But I'm in the same list, man. I'm on the. And I said ship everybody else's and then ship mine. Well, so far there's been 50 some odd of y'all that have ordered this. So I'm like, man, when am I going to get mine?
Oh my gosh.
Slow down. Yeah, they were expecting to sell about six. I was expecting to sell, you know, initially on the initial offer, maybe a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And it just exploded. Yeah, we had more than a dozen ordered on the first day.
Which was very cool.
So
it sounds fantastic. I mean, it sounds like such a versatile sort of piece of equipment to have in your kitchen. I'm impressed.
Well, especially now. I mean, you know, like the other day I had some breaded chicken strips, chicken tenders,
mm-hmm.
that I needed to heat up. So you can throw them in there and heat them up versus put them in your big oven.
Yeah.
Especially now in the summertime, you know.
Oh,
I mean, down
gosh.
Here, 102. We've been in a heat index over 100 now for the last week and a half. And I'm like, it's May. Well, it's June now, but it's May, man. I mean, last year we didn't get 100 degrees like this until the end of June.
Wow.
I'm like, going to be a hot summer, baby. Come on. But I'm still not shoveling snow, so I'm okay. All right, so we're going to be making Chuck's Cheesy Mac. Now, Chuck is a buddy of mine. In fact, he's the guy that brought me to y'all. He was driving the car the night we had the accident. In fact, he's the guy that saved my life, kept that car from flipping, rolling, all that other stuff, which is woohoo, awesome. Two thumbs up. So we were talking the other day, and he goes, man, I got to go make my mac and cheese. I'm going blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, hold on there, brother. Talk to me about this homemade mac and cheese thing, because I've done some few of them. And he goes, well, it was my mom's recipe. And I go, keep talking. And he goes, then I changed some things, and mom won't leave me alone because I won't tell her what I changed because mine's better than hers now. And I'm like, well, keep on talking. So we discussed it. He gave me the recipe, and the first step's going to be a little tricky, so we're going to just play with that. But I think we're going to be all right. We'll get through it. And after that, it's all downhill. But, I don't know about y'all, but I love me some mac and cheese. I mean, I'll do mac and cheese out of the box a lot just because it's quick and easy and convenient.
Right.
But with all this, we've got Velveeta cheese, and we've got cheddar cheese we're putting in, and we're doing heavy cream and milk, and this is going to blow that Kraft mac and cheese out the water, I'm thinking.
You probably won't want to use the box anymore.
Yeah, right? I'll be spoiled. Have to be making this stuff all up. Ooh, our water's boiling already. Okay. I was boiling some water for our pasta. So, Blind Bookstop, one more announcement before we get into it. Blind Bookstop is announcing the release of their Blonde Joke Book.
Oh, no.
It's got great jokes in it. Great jokes in the Blonde Joke Book. And then there should be other joke books coming after that. Be it just general, I don't know what they're going to do. We'll see how it goes. But, check out the Blind Bookstop. The joke books will be in their general stacks, their general books, their general titles.
Mm-hmm.
Crochet books and knitting. Crochet books, I believe, are fixing to go on sale for a couple weeks here through June. So get to the blindbookstop.com, blindbookstop, BOOKSTOP.com, and just click if you want to look at Braille cookbooks, electronic, well, digital cookbooks, or the crochet, knitting, any of that, man. Marjorie's got them. She does an excellent job. She'll get them out. She's still brailing in old grade two. She's not brailing in the new.
UEB.
So, if you're UEB.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not into the new braille, you like the old braille, Marjorie's got your ticket. That's the blindbookstop.com. In fact, you know, one of the great blonde jokes is a blind guy walks into a bar and, turns out there's all women in the bar. Anyway, he has a drink, and he tells the bartender, hey, you want to hear a blonde joke? And she goes, what? Well, and then the girl next to him says, before you tell that joke, I just want to tell you, there's six of us in here. I'm a professional female boxer, and I'm blonde. The bartender keeps a baseball bat behind the bar. She's blonde. Helga over here is a weightlifter. She's blonde. Jasmine over there is a dancer. She's blonde. And we got Ingrid. You know, Ingrid doesn't like to be made fun of because of her blonde hair. And the blind guy goes, really? Y'all are all blonde? And they go, yes. He goes, never mind. I don't want to have to explain it six times. Anyway, that kind of fun stuff. All right, y'all. We're going to take a little quick break while y'all... digest that blonde joke. We'll be right back on the other side. We're making Chuck's Cheesy Mac. So good, he won't even tell his mama how he makes it.
Your Talking Cooking Thermometer can do more than just help you in the kitchen. You can use it to take the temperature of your pool.
84.2 degrees Fahrenheit.
Perfect! The Talking Cooking Thermometer in the Blind Mice Mart store at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. Chuck's Cheesy Mac. Stolen and amended from his mama. All right, girlfriend, why don't you go ahead and read us that recipe real quick. Everybody get your slate stylus.
All right, here we go.
Reporters out. Otherwise, you'll have to listen to the show again. I'd hate it if that happened.
Oh, horrible.
So you
horrible,
need, terrible.
quarter cup of butter, a quarter cup of flour, teaspoon of salt, teaspoon of pepper, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups heavy cream, 4 cups Velveeta, 1.5 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 1 16-ounce box large elbow macaroni. And that's all you need.
You could use the small macaroni, but as Chuck says, the large macaroni holds more cheese. Okay. As a guy, I can't argue with that logic, man.
I've started to like using the large macaroni more so than the small ones. But.
Well, I use, I find myself using the penne.
Mm-hmm.
The penne pasta a lot.
That works too, yeah.
Because I like the tuber size of it, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. But this large elbow, it'll definitely get a little bit bigger. So that's really cool. All right, so the first thing we got to do here is we need 4 cups of Velveeta cheese, and I've got a block of it here, 2-pound block. I'm like, am I going to have to stuff this into my measuring cup to find out? Then I got to thinking, I have something in my refrigerator that equals a cup, and I can use it to measure this real easily. You have any idea what it is yet?
I'm thinking butter. No?
Bingo. Good job, girl.
Butter.
You're right.
I astonish myself.
My next two was going to be 2 sticks equals a cup. So I've got 2 sticks of butter, and I set them on top of each other, stacked up, and I slide them next to my block of Velveeta.
Ah.
And it's just a little bit, maybe about 1/8 of an inch, maybe 1/4 of an inch shorter, the Velveeta is, than the 2 pieces of butter.
Okay.
The 2 sticks of butter. Now, when I lay them across the top, it's square. It's even.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I've got them sitting on top. I'm going to add just a little bit of length out from the ends of the butter, where the sticks of butter end, sitting on top of my Velveeta.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm going to add about the width of a knife blade.
Okay.
So, and I'm just using a steak knife. So it's about 3/4 of an inch, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm putting the back of the blade against the 2 pieces and against the sticks of butter. And then I've got it laying flat on the Velveeta, and I'm just standing it up now to where it's perpendicular. There's where I'm going to cut, straight down. The foil's still on the Velveeta. So I've ended up with a piece of Velveeta that's about 2 sticks of butter, the width of 2 sticks of butter thick. Okay, that's what I've got left over. The rest of it, I got a nice big hunk of Velveeta here. I've got to do a little prep work here because we're going to need everything pretty quickly.
Yeah, this is I think, one of those recipes that you really should, like, have all your ingredients out and ready to go, because once it starts, it starts.
Right. Once the ride leaves the building, you ain't getting off.
I know. You just got to keep moving. You can't stop and, like, I need to grate the cheese. No. You do that ahead of time, and you have it all ready to go.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm just using my knife, and I'm putting the back of the knife against the edge of the cheese, the short edge. Okay, I'm slicing down the log of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, I lay it on there flat, and then I just stand my knife blade up, cut straight down and through. Now, this is something great if you've got some issues slicing. You know, if you still can't slice straight, you're needing some practice. This is a great way to practice. This Velveeta, it's warm, you know, it's room temperature, so it slices really easily. So I'm going to take 2 slices here, lay them flat, and I'm just going to do the same method. What we want to do is cut these down into cubes. The smaller the cubes, of course, the quicker it's going to melt when we put it in our mixture.
With the pasta. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, y'all, first we're going to make a roux. We're going to use the 1/4 cup of butter, which is 1/2 stick of butter. We're going to use the 1/4 cup of flour, similar like if you're making a gumbo, except we're going to stop the roux process. We're going to stop it before it gets to where you would be using it for gumbo. With gumbo, I've heard anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Of course, it's a bigger quantity, too, that you use the butter
and
flour.
Really? Of, like, keeping it in the pan? Oh, yeah, because usually you want it to get, like, a dark brown, don't you?
Yeah, kind of a brown color.
Yeah.
Kind of a nutty smell.
Right.
So it takes a little while. When I make gumbo now, I've found roux in a can.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's pre-made roux, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Zatarain's or one of those companies makes it, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to watch that stuff because it's so much sodium.
A lot of salt.
You know?
Such a
high content. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I've got our Velveeta here kind of chopped up and ready to go. And look, if you get a little less than 4 cups of Velveeta, shame on you. If you get a little more than 4 cups, bring me
very
some by.
Good.
I'll take
very
a second
good.
Helping.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of cheese, I mean, more is not going to necessarily be bad. All right. So I've got my 2-quart saucepan here. We're going to get him ready to go. Let me get our cheese grated. And we want to divide this cheese once we grade it.
And you're talking
getting
about
the tower grater out here.
You're talking about the cheddar cheese now, or?
Yes, yeah, the cheddar cheese. Yeah, I think if we tried to grade this Parmesan, woo, that'd be a mess.
Oh, the Velveeta, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The Velveeta, I mean, yeah, yeah. It'd be like kind of like putting putting Play-Doh through this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Through the grater. So part of this cheese, the cheddar, we're going to actually put in with the cheese mixture. The other half we're going to reserve and use during the end of the baking cycle. We're mm-hmm. going to sprinkle it on top. And Chuck's got some tips there, too, if you want to make it crunchy, if you don't want to make it crunchy.
Right.
So I'm like, all right. I'm using the medium grate because, again, it'll melt a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
And we want that nice, smooth texture. I'm excited for this. This is going to be cool.
I think it's with the roux, I think it's going to be like super creamy. I mean, and obviously with the heavy cream.
Yeah. Originally, his mom's recipe used 4 cups of milk.
Okay.
And that's when he started substituting half milk
and
half heavy cream.
Wow.
And what's cool is 2 cups, I mean, like 16 ounces, so you can buy a pint mm-hmm. of heavy cream. Use it, toss it, and you're done.
Yeah.
You know, toss the container and milk, you got to buy by the cow pool around here. Send a shout out to my niece, Abigail, who is a high school graduate now and on her way to Texas State University.
Yay, congratulations.
Which is cool. She is pretty frugal with her money.
Good kid.
Yeah. So Candace and I, for graduation, we gave her like $100-some-odd gift card to, you know, buy stuff for her dorm or whatever, you know, whatever she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gave her $100 bill with an envelope. And the little thing that came with it, if she spends that money by Thanksgiving on totally frivolous, worthless, meaningless things,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was like, if you want to fly down to Corpus and go lay on the beach for a day instead of going to class, if you want to go rent an inner tube and float down the river over there instead of going to class, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you want to buy a pizza, I mean, you know, if your guys are doing a all-nighter and you want to buy a pizza at 3 a.m, there's your money to do it, you know.
Nice.
So if you're looking to come back home, if you're looking to go see your boyfriend, you need to talk to mom and dad. They got the money for that.
Right.
So we'll see. But if she does all that.
Right.
At Thanksgiving, and we told her the envelope's there so you can save your receipts, and she needs to notate what it's there for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if she does all that, we'll give her another $100 at Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh. So you're...
And one of the things that we put on there is even if you get a tattoo, that works.
Oh, you weren't kidding. She doesn't like to spend money.
No. She's been working at, you know, the grocery store for a while. I think mm-hmm. she's still got all her money, everything she's earned.
Wow.
I don't think she's spent any money. Gosh, wish I had that trait.
Well, I mean, does it cost to go to the school she's going to, or did she get
school? Oh, yeah. Texas State, it's a public university.
Okay.
Kind of a Division II school.
Okay.
It used to be called Southwest Texas State. And everybody majored in partying when they went there. It's about an hour or so maybe from Austin,
mm-hmm.
New Braunfels. So there's, you know, the rivers and stuff are there to go tubing in. And graduates, when they graduate, they all go run and jump in the river after they graduate.
Oh, my gosh. That's
kind of their
funny
little thing, which is cool.
Right.
Okay, so I think we are ready to rock, y'all. We've got our cheese grated. We've got our Velveeta chopped up. I've got my salt and pepper here ready to go. All I need now is to get a quarter stick of butter. So a whole stick of butter, y'all, is half a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So a quarter cup, that'll be half of a stick, not a quarter of a stick. A quarter cup of butter, which will be half of a stick of butter.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I do this is I use my index fingers and lay them across the butter until one coming in from each side of the butter, and they meet in the middle. And then I use where the end of the butter is on my fingers to determine about the middle of the butter. Middle of the stick.
Okay.
I'm just going to slice it in half. Now I'm going to fold it in half and see how I did. Stand them both ends up. Ooh, a little bit off. Not by much.
Okay.
Pretty close. So we'll just whack off a little piece there. Put this here. Use the short piece. We're going to put him right in our saucepan. You know, having this made ahead of time and frozen, golly, This would be awesome.
Oh, you mean the mac and cheese? The cheesy
mm-hmm.
mac? That's I like that idea. Like making a bunch of it and saving some, so that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, and like he said too, he goes, I've taken it and refrigerated it and then pulled it out and made like used like a teaspoon mm-hmm. of the. He says I take cream cheese and put jalapenos in it, roll that into a ball. And then he goes, I roll my mac and cheese around that, then I bread it and deep fry it. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh! Whoa! Wow.
Good, huh? I mean, that'd be the magic man would go for that stuff. Jalapenos and spicy, I'm in. Cheese, I'm in. Could you add some bacon, please?
Exactly.
Oh man, a little bacon in there would be the bomb. That would be good stuff.
Well, saying here in Boston, lobster mac and cheese
mm-hmm.
is quite the thing to have.
We do, shrimp mac here
mm-hmm.
and beef, you know, I mean, with sausage, hamburger meat, all kinds of stuff in it too.
Right.
But lobster we're not too abundant on.
Yeah. Well.
But hopefully come July, we'll be having some lobster.
Oh, yes, you'll be in the island.
Yes, thankfully, finally. When we first checked flights, man, they had a flight that left Houston at 5:30 in the morning and got to the island at 11:30 p.m. I'm like, I ain't going.
Where are they taking you?
Dallas to Miami, and then we sit at Miami.
Oh.
I'm like, wow. And then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, all of our regular flights popped up.
Okay.
You know, the ones that leave at 6 or 7 in the morning and get in down there like at 2:30 or 3:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
So I'm like, man. When I go to the islands, I got to have a drink in my hand. Got to have a rum punch by 3:30 or something's wrong.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to measure out. Our butter is melting. We're at medium high heat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my quarter cup measuring cup here. This is kind of fun, man. We kind of measured without measuring so far. So, y'all, during our little hiatus,
yeah.
My beautiful daughter, who does the introductions, by the way, of the show. When you hear those introductions, that young lady is now a kindergarten teacher. But while she was away and she was in Virginia, you know, while her husband was in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
she worked at a public library. And she got to do groups with little kindergartners. So this is perfect for her.
Nice.
All right, so here we go. So, man, I want to say congratulations to Skylar. First of all, on growing up, I wish, she's not that little 9-year-old little girl anymore introducing our show. She's 25 now. All right, so our flour is in. We're just starting to stir. So you know what I'm going to do? Alexa, set timer 6 minutes. Now, something I didn't do was measure out my milk. I should have done that and put it in one of my perfect bowls. But I did not do that, so we'll do that here in a minute. We get a break. Once I add the heavy cream, it won't be that big of a deal to add the milk. That's a pretty easy add.
Mm-hmm.
And by adding the heavy cream, it'll dilute this a little bit, so we'll be back on task.
So do you think...
Stir.
Yeah. So do you have to keep stirring for 6 to 10 minutes? Or?
I would say so, yeah. When you do roux, you need to keep on it. Otherwise, you'll burn it.
You'll burn, yeah.
And there's only one thing to do when you burn the roux. Start over.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you don't have any more butter or flour, sorry. You're walking to the store, bro.
You're just out of luck. You're out of luck.
Rolling down the road.
Yeah. Wow. This is nice. And it's still like, I don't know. I know you said you guys index 100 degrees, but we're still sort of like cool. I mean, it's like 60s, 50s. So I think this is still a nice sort of meal to have, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is always a good meal to have, I think. Especially, you know, what something like this thinks of me a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know?
In fact,
I've got a ham in the freezer I pulled out. We're thawing that out. You know, I think we're going to, I'm going to put that on the grill on real low, heat with smoke, you know, and just smoke it and warm it up. It's already cooked and everything.
Right.
And then, man, this mac and cheese and some homemade green beans.
Nice.
We'll have to do homemade green beans on the next show, y'all, because simple. I've got a super simple recipe that I just love. And they come out good. You don't have to do them in a crock pot with fat back or anything like that. I mean, you could. They'd probably be just as dang good that way. So we're going to go into some fresh green beans. It's that time of year, man.
It is. They are showing up.
I was talking to my dad the other day in Kansas City, and all of a sudden he goes, "You hear that?" I go, "What is that?" He goes, "It's hailing." And I'm like, "Golly." He was in his house, and it sounded like somebody was just pelting his house with, like, ball bearings or something. And first thing he thinks of is, "Oh, my baby tomatoes."
Oh, yeah. The Midwest has had,
you know,
has been dealing with some awful weather.
Woo, craziness. Tornadoes. Everywhere. I mean, we had hail and tornadoes down here, and I'm like, what is happening? We don't do that down here unless there's a hurricane attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, this far south, we just don't see that. But, man, they were blasting up. We've got a new news anchor, a new weatherman, graduated from Kansas, from Lawrence, up there, University of Kansas. So, I mean, our weathermen, I mean, the two old guys, they've been doing this for years down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I seen them go out. But next thing you know, man, this new kid has got one of the old dudes. They're out driving around up in north, you know, in central Texas chasing down tornadoes.
Oh, my gosh, the poor guy.
And I'm like, man, this new kid, that's what they did for fun, cow tipping, chasing tornadoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Kansas, no offense, Kansas, but there ain't a whole lot going on in Kansas. Cow tipping, chasing. No, I'm joking. All right, well, this is starting to thicken up a little bit. I can't tell the color. Can't really smell an aroma. I'm getting nervous.
No need. I think, yeah, because, I mean, you don't want it to start, I think he said like a golden color, which makes sense.
Yeah, so, golden would be way before brown. So
yeah.
I was just estimating 6 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, somebody, we were at a party and somebody said, "How does a blind person cook?"
Very carefully.
I was like, well, that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. Tim seen me cook. Tim, how do I cook?
Yeah, how do
Describe
I cook?
It for her.
So, but you know, we're taught to be a little more polite. So I talked to the person about cooking bacon and how you can listen, and we talked about cooking ground beef and stuff like that. And as I was talking, he then said, "Oh, you know what? You're right." He's like, "I'm not always looking. So I think you're right. You are listening and smelling and paying attention in other ways." I'm like, yes.
Yeah. You just get used to using your eyes. I mean, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and yeah, because I was talking to Gian, John, he bought some mitts, grips and stuff, and we're talking. He likes the barbecue and this, that, and the other, and we're talking, and he was asking me, you know, about some things like that, you know, and he goes, "Can you still, with these on, can you still press the meat and feel the doneness?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Yeah, I think so." I go, "It's going to take, you know, a little getting used to, but, I, you know, we've got one lady that actually does it with cookies." You know, she
mm-hmm.
can tell if her cookies are done by pressing on. I'm like, that's pretty dang damn good.
Right.
Okay, there's our pepper. Added the salt. Added the milk.
Right.
Now I need to add the heavy cream. Turn this heat down just a little bit. Stir it up a little bit here. We'll add the heavy cream. And then we want to let this go for about 10 minutes.
All right.
So we can warm the milk up. And get it warm enough to where we can start adding in the cheese and melting the cheese. All right, so we've added our milk. We've added the heavy cream.
Right.
Well, almost. There it goes as it oozes in. Okay. Give this a quick stir, y'all. Now, we're going to let this, I'm going to stir this occasionally, probably every couple minutes, every minute or so. We're at medium heat. We were at medium high when we were doing our roux making. Stir this up. So we're going to take a little break right here. We're going to come back, add in our cheese, get that all melted down, get our mac going. In fact, I'm going to turn the water on now to get the pot of water going. And I think we're going to go ahead and get the oven preheated to 325 so we can get this mac and cheese going, baby. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the Dark. We'll be right back.
You have a personality? Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories too. Check out Custom Cane on Facebook. That's Custom Cane with a K. Or call us at 901-483-1515. Or click on CustomCane.com.
Remember, don't be playing. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
We are back. So I've heated up our water again. I've got the fire going under our water. I've got about 8 cups of water in a 6-quart saucepan that we're going to boil our pasta in. I'm slowly adding our cheese, our Velveeta, to our milk mixture, our milk and cream and flour.
Mm-hmm.
So I've added probably about a third of it. I don't want to plop it all in there at once.
Right.
We're just going to do a slow melt on this.
I'm going to say because the pasta will cook when you're baking, you want to just cook it to like an al dente. You don't
absolutely
want to overcook it because...
We want to boil it about 7 minutes.
Yeah, because...
And then you're going to hear me dump out the hot water, and I'm going to hit it with cold water
mm-hmm.
to stop it from cooking.
Right.
A la Henry Cassin.
Oh, this is so true. I think of him every time I I'm stirring, you know, whisking eggs, or I forget what.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because remember he had this thing like, if you whisk and you think you're done, keep whisking.
Make some more.
Yeah.
Put a little more air in there. Yeah.
You're
Make
not...
sure you have a glass of wine when you cook. He says all the time too.
He did.
Yeah, oh Henry, he was a good dude. I think about him a lot when I see chicken recipes because on the Cooking in the Dark list a long time ago, y'all, Henry got on there. He was a great cook. He was awesome. And he wrote recipes out just like a story, you know, they were really cool to read. But he would, he took a bunch of chicken recipes and replaced chicken with cat. And posted them to the cooking list. And oh my gosh, I got some feathers ruffled. And I called him, and then he was just chuckling. He was laughing. He goes, man, sometimes you got to just have a sense of humor. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I was like, dude, what are you doing to me, man? That's funny. So I've added more cheese. We're still stirring here. I've got our water for our pasta on high. Our cheese mixture is on medium. Just stirring and mixing, stirring and mixing. And as I'm, okay.
So can I ask, how can you tell when the cheese is melted?
You don't feel it clumping. When you first put the cheese in,
mm-hmm.
you can definitely feel the clumps of it.
Yeah.
When you're stirring it, as it melts, it thickens, but you don't have the big clumps.
Okay.
You know, you don't feel the clumps. Like as I'm stirring right now, I'm just stirring very slowly and easily. Because my saucepan is getting full.
Right.
And I'm kind of stirring around from 12 o'clock around to 9 o'clock, 6 and 3, just making a circle around the outside edge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I'm going from 12 o'clock straight down to 6 o'clock, and then I'll go across the pan also from 9 to 3, 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm basically feeling for in the bottom is just lumps of cheese.
Right.
And right now, this is becoming the consistency of like a thick cheese soup.
Okay, yeah.
Like maybe a condensed cheese soup that you've just melted
mm-hmm.
and haven't added any milk to.
Okay.
So we're going to add our last bit of Velveeta. And Velveeta melts pretty quickly because it's not really cheese, I don't think. Cheese food. Like the other day we were shopping and a grocery store had a special. I don't know, I get on kicks, y'all. So lately my kick has been... I heard a commercial for Pop-Tarts. And I'm like, man, I haven't had a Pop-Tart in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, lo and behold, if you buy 2 12-packs of Pop-Tarts, you get a free jug of orange drink. What's that orange drink? Sunny D. I'm like, all right, I want Pop-Tarts. I ain't going to eat all 24 of these in a week, I know, but, I mean, it'd be nice to have. They're, you know, they'll be there for a while. Mm-hmm. But Sunny D, let's try that too. So we got Sunny D orange and pineapple drink.
Hmm.
Haven't tried it yet, but I'm thinking my first thought was, looking at all their flavors, what would mix well with vodka? Little summer drink, man. So a little ice in the blender, a little Sunny D, a little vodka. Woo-hoo. I'll be by the pool smiling. Okay, so I've just added the rest of the Velveeta, y'all. My 2.5-quart saucepan is probably about an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter from the top of the pan.
All right, so it's
so
almost...
So we've got a full bunch of cheese.
It's almost full, yeah.
Yeah, and we just want to be real gentle.
And what type of spoon? So is do you use like a wooden spoon or metal or
yeah,
are you using
I
like
prefer,
a silicone?
I prefer wooden, either okay. wooden or nylon.
Okay.
Because a lot of my pans and pots have, you know, a nonstick coating on them.
Right.
So I use a lot of nylon stuff. I don't really use that much silicone. And they kind of depend. I've got a couple of, like, nylon-headed spoons and stuff, but the handles on them are kind of weak,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of bend or give when you try to scoop stuff up or, you know, serve things.
Right. Not
so
good.
So that's one thing, I mean, I try to look for is, like, a steel shaft
right.
and then a nice nylon head, you know? I was hoping to find some. We found some pancake turners because they're nice and wide. See, like right now, stirring this cheese sauce, y'all, I feel a big blob right in the middle of the pan. So I'm just kind of taking my spoon and going up and down on it, kind of smashing it
mm-hmm.
to help it melt and dissipate. Because right over here, it's pretty thick. On the other side, it's not so thick. Now it's kind of thickening up everywhere. So just keep stirring real slow. I don't want to stir fast and violently.
Yeah,
because otherwise I'll end up with cheese sauce all over the place.
I was going to say I'll splash all over the place. And it might splash
mm-hmm.
onto you and then, ugh.
Woo!
That'd burn.
Be terrible. I'd
burn,
have to
burn.
Lick my shirt.
Yeah.
Lick my apron. Okay, so I'm adding a quarter cup of cheese, maybe about, well, I guess about 3/4 cup of the grated cheese.
The cheddar cheese now? Okay.
I'm just going to sprinkle it in on top. We're just going to let it sit there for a minute, do its thing, let it enamor itself with the other cheese mixture and introduce, hey, how you doing? I'm, yeah, hi, hey. Our water's hot. We're going to add our pasta to that. I've got this other spoon here. Let me get in here and just, I've added the pasta, so I'm just going to stir it up so there's not pieces of it stuck together. You know, sometimes it hits the water and it gets tacky and then it'll stick to another piece of pasta.
Right, yeah.
We don't want any of them shenanigans. No shenanigans in here in the pasta pot, please.
And I think this one, this pasta, I noticed I was cooking it a few days ago that I had to like check to make sure that it wasn't clumping together. Every once in a while,
yeah,
I would just do a quick check just to, you know, and that meant just stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
the set timer, 6 minutes, 30 seconds. So we can get our timer set for our al dente cooking.
Did I mention buffalo chicken? Because we've had cheesy mac with buffalo chicken. Delicious.
Mm-hmm, that'd be good, too. In fact, that sounds real good. That's what I'm doing for lunch sometimes is doing some, like getting some pre-cooked breaded chicken strips
mm-hmm.
or chicken nuggets or whatever and, you know, baking them. I throw them in the microwave and then I bake them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bring them out and I make my own little hot sauce. You know, equal parts of butter and like Tabasco or Frank's. I prefer Frank's hot sauce myself. I like the
right.
taste of it. But make my own little buffalo chicken.
And then you could just either just sort of sprinkle it, pour it over, or dip it or something.
Pour it in. That's one thing. Once you get this base mac and cheese, when Abby, I was telling you about Abby graduating, they had like a little luncheon for at this restaurant, and their mac and cheese had jalapeno and bacon in it.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so good.
Wow.
And they serve it family style. They just bring a big side out, and you just scoop it out on your plate, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dessert, I was like, yeah, give me that brownie, that lava brownie.
Those are good.
The lava brownie came out. I think if you baked a pan of them, you could probably only get 3 brownies out of each pan. They were huge. They were probably 6 or 7 inches by 7 inches with ice cream and whipped cream and, oh, my gosh. It was so good. I was so fat after that. Man, I was so happy. I've lost 4 inches in my waist, you know, and And mainly all it's just been getting off the junk food. I get into those habits of chips, you know, or instead of fixing a sandwich for lunch, I'll just grab a bag of chips or something, or, you know, something that I don't have to cook or make or whatever. I'm horrible at that. So I've tried to eat better and eating more fruits for snacks, although I still have a bin of chocolate. I got my little stash of chocolate. Amazon had a Valentine's Day special on something. It was like $9 for like 10 pounds of chocolate.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, I mean, it was Hershey's.
Right.
Let's see, it was Milky Way, Snicker, M&M's, Twix, you know, plain and peanut. But it was those little fun packs, you know, those little bitty things, which are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take a couple of those and maybe suffice my chocolate desires. As opposed
funny.
To eating a whole damn candy bar, you know.
Right.
All right, our cheese mixture is getting really nice and thick. This is great. Our pasta is pastin'. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, y'all. We're going to be back on the other side to put this all together, get it in the oven. And right after that, it'll be time to eat. Y'all have a don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
How much does it weigh? I don't know. Don't stray. Go to blindmicemart.com and get yourself the Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale. It's ideal for weighing everything you need in the kitchen, and you can use it to weigh your postage, too. Say hello.
Hello, I'm ready. 1 pound, 6.2 ounces.
Clear, concise, and easy to use. It's the Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale from blindmicemart.com. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. The Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale. Get yours at blindmicemart.com.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parr. We're back, y'all. So our pasta is done pastin'. We're al dente. We've been in here about 7 minutes in the hot water. So I'm going to turn the heat off. I'm using a stock pot with a colander just because of the amount of stuff we're doing. So now I'm going to lift this colander out, set it in the sink, turn my sprayer on, get some cold water going over this pasta.
Ah, okay.
What this will do is stop it from cooking, okay?
Yep.
So while that's going there, I'm going to set it and just let it spray down on top. Rain down on me. Woohoo. A little cold for you. I can sing it all. Problem is, people don't want me to sing it all. We were out, this friend of this lady that Karen teaches with, her husband plays country around the town here, and he was down in our neck of the woods, and he came out and greeted us, and we were, you know, talking to him and stuff, and he goes, Dale, you want to sing? And Stannis was talking to somebody else at the time. I go, yeah, I want to sing. He goes, well, come on. So we took off. I was following him up to the stage. She goes, where are you going? He said I could sing. And she goes, yeah, no. You come back here. I was like, dang, Mom, you never let me do anything.
Well,
man, I can clear a bar. I can clear a bar out.
I think it's the one time Tim's mom ever denied knowing Tim's dad. He was singing and somebody said, that's the worst singing I've ever heard. And she said, yes.
Do you see why? Okay, y'all, I've just poured the pasta out of the colander back into our pot. Okay. Now, from here, we're taking our cheese sauce. So my pot, the pot I'm using here is a 10 quart, so I got plenty of room here.
Okay, yep.
I just need to very easily, let me turn the heat off there, move this saucepan, and if this works the way I'm thinking it will, okay. What I did was I set the whole pot, the saucepan, inside the pot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I held it level, parallel, but I just lowered it, so I'm still holding the handle. But I lowered part of the saucepan inside the pot so I could get my bearings. I knew where the edge of the pots were.
Right.
Then I slowly pushed it away, pushed over to the, what, to me, I'm left-handed, so I pushed the pot out to about the 10 o'clock position of the pot and kind of brought the edge of it up on top of the pot, and that caused it to tip very slowly and just start pouring the cheese out into the saucepan.
Right.
I mean, into the pot.
Into the big pan, the into pot with the pasta in it.
Sorry, y'all. I confused myself. What the hell did I say? Saucepan into the pot. That way, for all y'all that have a little usable vision, knock it out, man. No big deal. But I did not want cheese sauce all over the floor because I have a feeling this guy in the first row was not going to clean it up.
I think that you would have been left all by yourself to do.
Yeah, everybody. I would have turned around and you'd hear crickets out there. Cheryl, Tim, no.
I know.
Where'd everybody go? Security guard? You know who'd be coming in here, though? My guide dog, Radar. He'd be, I got it, Dad. I got it. I got this. Okay, so we're nice and thick here. Now, what I'm going to do, instead of pouring this, normally you would, if you're making this one batch, you want to put this into a 9x13 baking pan.
Mm-hmm.
Spray your pan with vegetable spray, and we're going to bake at 325 for 40 minutes.
Right, covered.
Okay, covered. Covered at 320. Now, if you want to make this crispier, Chuck says to uncover it for about, and let it bake the final 20 minutes uncovered. He says he likes to, though, uncover it and let it brown for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So the cheddar, because we're going to sprinkle some cheddar cheese on top once we get it in our pans. Now, I've got some little 7x7 pans, aluminum pans, that I'm going to put this, our mixture, our mac into, because we're going to bake them up. So that way, when we put them out in the audience, y'all don't have to come to one pan. We'll have several. Yeah, one pan for me, one pan for Cheryl, and one pan for Tim. Everybody else can do their own thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Just joking, maybe.
Oh, I like this idea.
Know.
Actually, this is a really fantastic idea. Like, you could even get smaller pans, right? And if you're having a dinner, like, have little individual pans.
Individual
for
mac and cheeses.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, little ramekins, you know?
Yeah, or, well, bigger.
So here's what I'm using, y'all. I'm using my ladle, and I'm just ladling this mac and cheese mixture, nice and thick and delicious. So there's two ladles, probably three ladles.
Per container?
Let's see how we do here.
You could get, like, the mini...
Yeah, about three ladles full.
Yeah. You can get, like, the mini loaf pans, the aluminum ones. I think that would be nice.
Yeah, for individual?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got, these are, 7x7, little aluminum foil. I think we got six of them to the thing, but man, I tell you what, that stuff is expensive at the grocery store. If you can find it, I mean, a lot of times dollar stores sometimes have them.
Yeah, probably a better
You know, the
place.
Aluminum pans?
Yeah.
A lot cheaper. And I keep an abundance of them in different sizes just because of this. Or if we're going somewhere and I'm taking something someplace, you don't have to worry about bringing a container home, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Where's my bowl?
Isn't that
Where's
awful?
My spoon?
You're like, excuse me. I need my bowl, or else you leave it and you're like, oh.
I mean, even like when Candace takes dishes to school or something for, you know, a little teacher thing they're doing, man, you got to watch your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to sign this out. We're going to need a $50 deposit. So I'm just filling up another pan, y'all. I know that three of these ladle things will be about right.
So I think it's, you said 325 for about 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Right, and it's
and of course that'll be adjusted if you've refrigerated and chilled it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to bake it a little bit longer, right. Or you can pull it out and let it come to room temperature and then bake it.
Right,
you know, or if you want, put it in a microwave safe container and then you can microwave it. I would start off on a low power for a few minutes to get it warmed up, and then, you know, keep it. I wouldn't go over medium power
because
you don't want to burn the stuff. You just want to warm it back up. It's one thing I've been doing less and less of is using my microwave to reheat stuff. I've been using my oven a lot more, so I can't wait to get that Black & Decker oven, toaster oven.
Yeah.
I had a buddy of mine, an old roommate that was, you know, a manager at a cafeteria, and he goes, man, don't use that microwave, dude. It's horrible. Just do this, you know, 200 degrees, you know, 175, whatever. Just put it in there and let it sit in there, you know, put a little cup of water in there with it. It'll help keep it moist if it's, you know, won't dry it out.
Right.
Oh, yeah, this is good, Cheryl. Cheryl, this will be, I'm going to bring you this pot and a spoon. This will be like when you made cake with your grandma.
Oh, when you get
to lick the pot, man. This is just a thick cheese sauce. Yeah, put a little picante in here. Give me some tips.
I was going to say, that might be like a nice little appetizer, like the cheese sauce maybe and some breadsticks or like the little Parmesan sticks or something, or even if you wanted to do some, well, I don't know what veggies, but maybe veggies too.
I'm thinking tortilla chips all the way.
Yeah.
With a little Rotel tomato in there, add a little spice.
Yeah.
Heat it up, make you a little nacho cheese something. All right, we're going to go into the oven here, 325 covered for 40 minutes. We'll see y'all on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right here, but you'll be right back. Cooking in the Dark.
Set yourself free in a whole new galaxy. Set yourself free and explore your independence with a new galaxy. The Galaxy Talking Portable Barcode Reader is now available at blindmicemegamall.com.
Now with more of the show. Here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
Cooking in the Dark. All right, y'all. I just uncovered our Mac, so we've got about another 5 minutes on it. Let it get all crispied up. We're all bubbly and hot, which is delicious. Just what we want. So while that's going on, Cheryl, why don't you go ahead and read that recipe one more time for everybody.
All right. This is the amazing Chuck's Cheesy Macaroni.
Chuck's Cheesy Mac.
Here we go.
Hope his mama doesn't listen because she'll find out how we make it.
A quarter cup of butter, quarter cup of flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon pepper, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups heavy cream, 4 cups Velveeta, 1.5 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 1 16-ounce box large elbow macaroni, and that's all you need.
Nice, nice, nice. So you want to start off by melting your butter and then adding the flour. Then you add your heavy cream and your milk about 8 or 10 minutes after your roux. You've been cooking your roux, stirring constantly. Then your cheese, you let your milk heat up for about 10 minutes. It's still over about a medium-high heat. Once it gets hot, I turn the heat down to about medium. Added in our 2 cups of diced Velveeta cheese. A little bit at a time. Let it all melt down. I didn't just put one little glob in there at one time. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Then after that was all melted in, I added about half of our cheddar cheese, about 3/4 of a cup of that, a little at a time again on top, and let it melt in. And then when that was done, our pasta was boiled to an al dente. That's about 7 minutes. So it's still a little bit tough, not all the way cooked through. Because again, as Cheryl said, we're going to be putting it in the oven. And when you bake lasagna or bake any pasta noodle, you want to make sure it's not cooked all the way through, or you're really going to overcook it when you bake it. So then after our pasta was done, we drained it. We added our cheese sauce to our pasta mixture. Then we added those into our aluminum pans. I mean, if you're doing it for dinner, do a 13x9 cake pan. Spray it with some veggie spray for easier cleaning afterwards. And bake it at 325 for 40 minutes covered. Then uncover it for the last 5 minutes, if you want this to be a nice little brown, because you're going to sprinkle that cheddar cheese on top before you put it in, and that cheddar cheese will kind of brown and crust up. If you want it really crispy, Chuck suggests letting it go about 20 minutes uncovered before serving, and that'll make it really crispy on top. Oh, 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 oh. I'm already thinking, dang, I should have put bacon in this. But that's it. That's it. So, hey, if you're not on the Cooking in the Dark listserv, jump on there. Send it to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org with subscribe in the subject line, and that'll get you on the list. Hey, if you're not a member of the Blind Mice Swap Shop, you might want to check that out. There's people posting all kinds of old stuff, new stuff, things they don't need, things they found in the back of the closet, things they want, things they don't want. You have something to sell, you're wanting to buy something, you're looking to tell somebody about your organization's upcoming event, get on the Blind Mice Swap Shop and post it. Directions are at blindmicemegamall.com. There's a link right on the main page for the swap shop. join it, get on it, and take some of that stuff in your closet and turn it into cash. And then come to Blind Mice Martin shop with that cash. I like it. It's a circle. The circle of life. All right, Cheryl, before we go, I got to tell you about this guy. Him and his nagging wife, nag, nag, nag. They went to Israel, visit the Holy Land. While they were there, she passed away. Oh, they come to him and say, well, we've got a couple choices. If, you know, we can send her, you can take her home back to Connecticut. It's going to be about $7,000 to take her back for a service. Or we can have a service right here for $250. And he's like, oh, man, I better take her back. And they're like, really? I mean, she could be buried right here in the Holy Land. That's where everybody wants to be buried at. And he goes, yeah, I don't know about that. And they're like, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I heard a story about a guy that died here, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave. I can't take that chance.
That's so bad.
Bad, bad, bad. All right, y'all, we'll let you go. Cooking in the Dark, don't go anywhere. We'll be back soon, hopefully next week with some more shows. We're going to try to do some green beans. Father's Day's coming. Don't forget your dad. We'll talk to y'all. Adios. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails.
This is Bird Note.
Summertime.
It's just a few weeks past the solstice, and the real heat of summer is yet to come. Some shorebirds are already on their way south, but most songbirds will be here for a while longer. What's the best time of day to look for them? Well, many birds are most active in the morning, not long after sunrise, taking advantage of the abundance of insects at that hour. As summer waxes and temperatures rise, midday heat sends people inside, and birds take a siesta too. And then, both birds and bugs rev up again in the late afternoon. In the early morning, and again near dusk, just about the time mosquitoes are biting, that's when birds are busiest. One exception is gulls. You'll see them soaring and feeding throughout the day, because their preferred foods, whether a salmon fry or a French fry, are available all day long. Hummingbirds are out and about too, because their frantic metabolism requires that they feed almost constantly. But mostly, midday is a quiet time for birds. Are you looking for birds this summer? The cooler parts of the day are the best for a stroll and best for watching birds. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Worcester Regional Transit Authority, also known as the WRTA, is a regional transit system that services the city of Worcester and the surrounding 36 communities in the central Massachusetts area, with a bus fleet that includes all-electric buses, as well as many diesel-electric hybrid buses. The second largest regional transit authority in Massachusetts, the WRTA offers reliable, comfortable, and safe transportation for traveling to work, shopping, school, medical appointments, and leisure activities. The WRTA also provides paratransit service for the elderly and disabled, as well as a variety of special services for those groups in the entire service area. For more information, visit the website at www.therta.com or call 508-791-9782.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
This is not a public service announcement. This is a one-minute mystery.
Regardless of a person's nationality, race, religion, or politics, what is the one thing that all wise people agree is between heaven and earth?
And here's the solution to our mystery.
Between heaven and earth is the word and.
And now back to our regular programming.